from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Pat McGann.
I feel like I'm in a garage on the south side, but you guys have an antenna. That's like the biggest difference.
Yeah. Afternoons on the Score.
He could hit a bull in the ass with a banjo.
Daniel Van Kirk is in studio. Hilarious. Go see him at the Lincoln Lodge tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. DanielVanKirk.com. Also, his special, Rose Gold. It's on YouTube.
Very, very funny.
It's hilarious.
I did the light insult. You've done this before, Danny, when a friend is a stand-up comic and you go and you're like, man, that was way better than I expected.
Yeah, it's probably a light insult.
Yeah.
It's not a heavy insult. It's a medium insult.
It's an unintentional light insult. And then you know you're going to say it and you're like, I think I should still say it. I don't know. How do you take it when friends say that to you?
Well, you feel like you earned it, so that's good, right? Do you know what I mean?
That's
because
true.
Them... Like, unless they're an idiot, which you're not, they know what they're saying. So, but it's so impressive that they're like, I have to say this because I'm more impressed than I am what you're going to think about me when I tell you that I didn't know if I'd like it or not.
Oh, it's true. Thank you.
I had a movie come out at the end of last year called Wine Club. You can watch it on Tubi right now. And I had so many people in my life, including the Sklar brothers and another person that, she's an amazing actress. Like, I didn't even know that she would watch it or whatever.
Who's that?
I feel like a douche. But I said actress because I tried
name.
To bail.
Go ahead.
Amy Mann.
The incredible singer.
I somehow become friends with Amy, and she's infinitely cooler than I will ever be. She loves comedy.
She loves comedy.
But I had people go like, oh, you're really good in this. Like, you can act. And I'm like, did you guys think I was doing like a Make-A-Wish? Like, I somehow pitied my way into this role. But at the same time, you're like, thank you so much. So I will always take a backhanded compliment from
you. All
right,
good.
But your true talent.
Yes. Doing some voices.
Is Buffon.
Oh my gosh.
Our guy, Doug Buffon.
It's your true talent.
Good
friend.
Old number 55.
Yeah.
And so you have asked You've asked Daniel Van Kirk to recreate. We should probably play the original.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Maybe the most famous... Among most famous Doug Buffon bits in the station's history.
Doug, tell us the three keys to winning football in the National Football League or in college or high school.
Three keys, and these may be the three keys of life. Run the football. Yes. Stop the man with the skin of the pig. And finally, pressure the quarterback.
Oh,
Mike North very, very happy to be involved.
so it's a different game. It's a little bit, you know, things have changed in the NFL.
Or have they, Danny?
Or have they?
You notoriously think it's a brand new game and you got to throw it 90 times. I don't know.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
All right. Doug Buffon, what are the three
keys? We are live from 670 at 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. I am your host, Doug Buffon. Talk to you all things Bears. Paint your nails and sit down in front of the couch because we are winning games this year, boys. Now, there are three things that you need to win football games and, in my opinion, win in the game of life. First one, for 2024, delete your Twix account, whatever it is. Get off of that. What? No one wants to know what you like. Don't DM a woman at 3 in the morning saying, do you like my legs? No one cares. Get off it. Go play the game. Number 2. Draft the man who throws the skin of a pig every year. I don't care if you've got a Hall of Famer. Get another one. They don't care. These things grow on trees, but you got to pick a good apple if you're going to make a pie.
That's right.
And the number one thing to winning life and winning football at 670-670-score.com is run the ball. You need to be running that ball every day. I don't care if the ball goes in the air, it should only be because you just scored a touchdown and you're going to high-five your best friend until it's a contract negotiation and you argue against the money he's making. That's not the point. That's how you win football, my friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. Yes.
I ask you guys a question.
Yes, Doug.
Yeah, Doug, yeah.
What is this about going to Strawberry Creek?
They went
what
and
are we doing? It was soccer with some golf?
They went and played golf.
Team bonding.
It's the 1971. Jim Dooley took us out to the Indiana Dunes, okay? And Don Shy threw a rock at Bobby Douglas and hit him in the head. It bounced up in the air and hit him in the head twice. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's team bonding.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Theme for this year was golf.
And how'd you guys do that year in 71?
Bad. We went 6-8 and he got fired at the end. We didn't have a coach at the end of the season. But that's not the point. The point is our theme for that year was animosity. And I believe winning 6 games is better than the Bears did last year.
Oh, no, man. Actually, they won 7 games.
Well, I don't count one of those games.
Why yeah, not?
Because they threw it too many times.
That makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think about a rookie quarterback being asked to change the entire organization here, being handed the keys?
Go for it. I don't care. I'll roast a quarterback. They did the roast of Tom Brady. I tell you right now, if you're going to have a quarterback take that many hits in one night, he might as well play for the Bears, okay?
Yeah.
He didn't want to have a franchise tag. That's what he said. Don't tag me.
Yeah, he asked
don't
for the
tag
contract.
Me, bro.
Yeah.
That's what the kid said. Don't tag me, bro. Tough, okay? Tough cashews, baby. You're in the NFL now, and we tell you what to do. Oh, you want to come in here and cry on your mom's shoulder? You can cry after you run the ball 19 times a game.
19
from the shotgun.
I was going to say, 19 is not a lot. You want him running
the
ball?
I want him running it 19 times. That's just his stat line. Compadre. Are they tearing down these rooftops? Is that happening?
What rooftops?
They're tearing down the rooftops over at Wrigley to put in a pickleball court. That's what I read. What happened? I leave and nobody can play tennis anymore?
Yeah, it's pickleball. Yeah,
people get mad if you surf too hard.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. I can't stand that in my life. I'm going to tell Caleb Williams the same thing I told Tom Hanks. We were sitting in Mother Hubbard's in 1986. He's filming Nothing in Common, okay? I said, you're a young kid. It's all going to happen for you. In time, all right? In time. Walk your keister down State Street. Look up at the big green clock and see what time it is. You come back and 2 years later, you're going to do it with a $5,000 suit on. Don't worry about it right now. Okay. What do I know? I just played 186 games. What do I know? 7 seasons, 100 tackles, 8 year. What do I know?
Wow, did research
the original double nickel. Did research on myself because I forget.
All those hits to that.
You know how many post-it notes I got up here in heaven? I look like I'm in a remake of Memento.
Daniel Van Kirk, Doug Buffone. God. Yeah, you're going to have a roll on.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. I see Colleen out there in Hinsdale. She's going to call in. She wants to talk about how good my hair is. That's pretty nice. I guess she got in a fight at Gibson's. And then we got Don on the 355 extension. Don will come right back after this. Don't forget, we're brought to you by Catsman's. Catsman's Gentlemen Clubs. They'll fit your break and get you happy before the night is done. 6 Heavily at 6HeavilyScore.com.
God. It's again. See this guy. See him at Lincoln Lodge.
Go to the Lincoln Lodge for God's sake.
To be supported.
DanielVanKirk.com, LincolnLodge.com.
That's so good.
Whatever.
I love you guys.
Yeah, I know. We love you too.
Have you been in touch with the Buffone kids?
No, I haven't in a while. I wanted to go down to U of I so bad and hang with those girls.
They love you.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love all of them.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's good. I
talk like Doug every day if it let me. No, I figured it out. It used to hurt. Yeah. It used to hurt.
Yeah. Doug's like, you got to breathe through your nose, buddy.
Yeah, he sanctioned it, right? People last time.
Yeah, he loved it because he called and left you a voicemail and he first thought he was on the radio.
He called and left
that,
me a voicemail.
Which to me is like, there's nothing cooler right now than to be on the internet and hate things. But anybody can say anything you ever want about my Doug Buffone because Doug thought it was him. So that's all. I don't care at all.
That's so good.
He did. He
that and 100 cups, you can make a snake. I don't care.
That's great, man.
Dude, great to see you.
You guys too. Thanks for letting me hang with you.
Oh, of course, man. Literally, anytime you're in town. Open invitation.
And same for LA too. Come on, let's go to the store. We'll hang out. I missed you when you were there.
That was so cool. You like big bucket list thing for a big comedy fan. Never been to the Comedy Store. I texted him 48 hours before I was out there. He said he would have shown me around, introduced me to some comics. Would have been really cool. But next time
we'll do the trifecta. We'll hit Largo. We'll hit the Improv and with the store.
That'd be incredible. Yeah, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and I'd like to hang out with you and Amy Mann. Just talk some music a little bit.
She's the coolest person you've ever known.
You guys can do that.
Thank you.
I want to meet Jeselnik. Daniel Van Kirk again, Lincoln Lodge tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. Go to their box office, Daniel Van Kirk, and again, stream Rose Gold on YouTube. Let's check out that special.
We're gonna have to check in with Buffone after some Bears games the year.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
See if they're running the ball enough.
Would be the dream.
See if they need to draft another quarterback.
Why not line them up? Get another one in here. I'll treat these kids like revolving doors. All right, come on into Marshall Fields. That and $3 will get you a sweater. But we're winning games.
It's Daniel Van Kirk. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.